Life, Bighorn Sheep Management Plan.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Hepler, Chad Switzer, Wildlife Program Administrator here in the Peer Office. I don't anticipate much time on this, Mr. Chair, but I guess if there's questions, we can certainly go through those. But over the past 9 months to a year, staff has been working on revising the Bighorn Sheep Management Plan and actually developed a management plan for mountain goats here in South Dakota, which we've never really had anything formal on paper to help guide our management actions in regards to mountain goats. If you remember, we've brought documents in front of you. I believe Tom or Tony has shared electronic copies of the latest draft and probably this document that I just shared with you here this afternoon on some of the changes since May. If you'll remember, in May at Custer State Park, we informed you folks that we would be meeting immediately after that commission meeting. We met with our revised Bighorn Sheep Working Group. A lot of those members retained the same. We did add some new faces to that group. I believe we had very good dialogue with that afternoon meeting in the park in regards to that meeting primarily focused on the revision of the Bighorn Sheep Plan and the new Mountain Goat Plan. I guess I don't have much to go over with you here today other than just to kind of summarize. I guess for the Bighorn Sheep Plan, a significant difference, I think, or not a significant, but a difference from the original or previous version was just some more clearer guidance and direction, I think, for our staff and our public as to how we allocate licenses and some of the disease management that we are currently working on with Bighorn Sheep in certain parts of the Black Hills. And again, the Mountain Goat Plan is just something that's gonna guide us with a lot of the similar issues we face and opportunities with Bighorn Sheep and provide harvest guidance and hunter opportunity and viewing opportunity for those species. So I guess with that, Mr. Chair, pretty short and sweet. If there are any questions, I will do my best to answer them. And I guess, not to interrupt, but I guess we're just looking for formal adoption by the commission so we can start working as staff to implement these plans.
Is there more than one group of mountain goats, or is it just that?
You know, predominantly not. I mean, you could probably say they're primarily in the core area of those granite outcroppings associated with, you know, the Sylvan Lake area, Mount Rushmore. There are some individual or smaller herds that might be a little bit from that core area, but predominantly one herd.
How many are there? Are there?
You would ask me a hard question. I'm going to go off the cuff here, but I'm guessing, and John Kant is in the room here, he can maybe help me out, but we just actually flown for mountain goats and conducted a survey here in early June, and I think we're probably looking at 140, 150 mountain goats. Yeah, around 130 individuals, so very similar to the previous time we've flown, which was 2 years ago, so maybe a slight increase in population growth.
I didn't realize there was quite that many.
They're a unique critter.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Pretty neat to see. Okay, do we need a motion on each one?
That would probably be good, and I just to reiterate again, you know, some of our previous plans we brought forward and worked with you as a commission on have been 5-year plans. These would be 10-year plans, not to say that we can't make some adjustments throughout time as a department in cooperation with you on making any formal changes that we feel are necessary to make. So,
OK,
Okay, is there a motion on the Bighorn Sheep Plan? Is there a second?
Second.
All right, any other discussion? All in favor of adopting the Bighorn Sheep Plan would say aye.
Aye.
And opposed, it is adopted, and mountain goats.
And will we adopt it?
Second.
Okay, any further discussion on that one? Seeing none, all in favor of the motion would say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, likewise, it's approved. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, folks.
Elk raffle license.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, and Secretary Hepler. Tom Kirschman, Deputy Director of the Wildlife Division and Chief of Wildlife. Rachel's passing out to you two documents that I received from the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. And what we're talking about here today is going to be asking of your approval for REMF to proceed again with the elk raffle. This particular raffle is actually an administrative rule found under the Custer State Park. Elk hunting season's been in place for a long time. It's been a cooperative type effort with REMF where they conduct the raffle with their chapters and do mail-ins, and then those dollars that they raise from this specific raffle then goes into the quote-unquote statewide account. They meet on an annual basis, and we have some of our staff meet with them, as well as other organizations and other conservation agencies, and look at projects and programs to help fund and participate in the state, primarily on elk research, elk habitat, or other elk-related type projects, programs in the state. Obviously, most of that occurring in the southwest part of our state. In rule, for an individual entity to conduct the raffle, there are stipulations of submitting an application letter and meeting the certain criteria. Like in the past years, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation was the only entity that's provided a application letter. They meet all the requirements. In your package, I believe, is the letter that was received from REMF, again, thanking the commission for the opportunity for conducting the raffle. And then I provided you the two handouts there that they provided me with just some details. In particular, the one shows just an overall summary of projects and programs and dollars that REMF has put towards elk conservation and management in the state. In the last couple of years in particular, those dollars raised through the raffle and other REMF dollars that we as an agency have been able to obtain and use, or REMF would pay directly in a partnership with us, has been with capture work of elk in the Black Hills, placing radio collars on those elk through our various research projects and current monitoring of survival, which we use as valuable information for monitoring the herd and assisting in our allocation of licenses. So they've been a great partner of ours in elk management activities throughout the years. So with this in front of you right now, and back up one step, in last year's efforts, you can see on the other sheet, they gave about 5 years worth of data. This last year, through their fundraising efforts and selling the raffle tickets, netted a little over $41,000, which is up from the previous 4 or 5 years as well. Last year when we talked, they had talked about doing a more concerted mailing outreach to members and other people, and you can see some of the details there. It looks like those efforts paid off. And again, the dollars that we as an agency have obtained from REMF typically go way past the dollars that they're even generating with the raffle that they contribute to several of projects and programs that we do. So they've been a great partner for elk management. So with that in front of you and that background information, the application letter submitted, it's basically a request from you, the commission, to approve REMF again to proceed with their raffle for this coming year, generate those dollars for elk management activities. Cooper Mason, the new field representative from REMF, was unable to be here this week as he's actually, I believe, at a national meeting with their staff. And he sent his apologies that he could not be here. But again, wanted me to pass along the thank you to the commission for past support and past approval of REMF to conduct this raffle, and appreciates your consideration for this year again. One other quick note I'll make about the raffle license itself. in years past and how it originated, it was to CSP elk hunt only. And probably about 6 years ago, 5 years ago, we made the adjustment within an administrative rule, which you approved, that the individual that does win that elk raffle license now has the ability to hunt not only in Custer State Park, but any elk unit in the Black Hills where and any elk license is issued. So they could hunt in CSP, they could hunt in Unit 2, 3, any other unit where we issue an any elk license. And that's gone over very well and very appreciative and provides a little more opportunity to that winner as well. So with that, Mr. Chairman, is just some brief background and would ask the commission, if you so agree again, for RMF to be the recipient to move forward with raffling that license for your approval, and then we can share that information with them and they can proceed with those fundraising efforts. And I'll try to answer any questions you may have.
Okay, questions for Tom. Do we use any of that money for the CWD research we're doing, or?
Mr. Chairman, to this point in time, we haven't. Primarily, it's gone to specific elk research projects, or more recently, whether they help cover the capture costs of putting radio collars on and or providing funds for radio collars themselves. They've helped do some habitat projects in the past as well, but in the last year or two, primarily it's been for our monitoring efforts of elk in the Black Hills, in particular cow elk, and understanding that survival and mortality factors.
I move approval.
Okay, moved and seconded that we approve the elk tag raffle. Any other questions? All in favor of that motion will say aye.
Aye. Aye.
And opposed? It's approved. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll notify RMF of proceeding with their raffle.
Okay,